It's the most wonderful time of year, and we're counting down the top five players who have gone up the most in value and down the most in value in 2021.
My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies, and at night, I invest in sports cars. Join me and my team as we help you profit from the hobby we all love.
Hello, sports card investors. My name is Tyler Nethercott, better known as Teapot, and welcome back to another Top 5 Tuesday. You know, this is really the time of year that everybody likes to reflect. We set New Year's resolutions, we hopefully get a little bit of time off from work, and we can take time to slow down and look at what went well and what didn't go so well in the past year. And that's exactly what we're gonna do this week. We're gonna be counting down the top five players, both the players who have gone up the most this year, as well as looking at some of the players who really did not work out. Now, as a reminder, this episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay is here for the card collectors with a trick for every trade, like advanced tools for price checking with Price Guide Beta within the eBay app, and up to 50% faster listing with Image Scan. Learn how collecting just got smarter at ebay.com/tradinghub. Now, as a reminder, the cards featured in this episode are cards that have gone up in price recently, and in the past year specifically, and we are not giving advice about what cards to invest in. We believe you should always do your own research and decide how you want to invest on your own. So without further ado, let's get into the top five. All right, starting with number five, the Washington Capitals captain, Alexander Ovechkin. Now, Alexander Ovechkin is chasing Wayne Gretzky's once believed impossible goal for the all-time goals lead. Now, most experts actually believe that he'll pass Gretzky in the next few years, so collectors have loaded up over the last 365 days. And Ovechkin, he's having another incredible season. With 22 goals and 45 points in just 31 games, he is hot on Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl's heels for those statistical leads this season. So let's go over and look at his charts. Now, I pulled up three cards in particular for Ovechkin here, and those three cards are his Parkhurst rookie card, his Ultra base rookie card, and his Upper Deck Young Guns. And while the Young Guns are actually the cards that people chase after, it's the Ultra card, if we scroll down, that has actually seen the biggest boost in price overall. And you can see a whopping 457% on this Ultra card. That's a huge return for anybody who got into Ovechkin last year. And this is obviously a guy who is now firmly into the must have if you collect goats category. So we saw Jeff at the show up in Canada, you know, chasing after Ovechkin cards. Anybody who's collecting high profile cards, high end cards, regardless of whether or not they're into hockey, they're probably considering Alexander Ovechkin, and his prices have gone absolutely crazy this year. That's our number five, Alexander Ovechkin. All right, at number four for this past season, for the players who have gone up the most, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Now, Vlad Guerrero Jr., obviously the son of the all-time great Vlad Guerrero Sr., he had an absolute MVP-level season in 2021. And some argued he may have actually been better than Shohei Ohtani this year, although obviously the voters didn't agree. He slashed .311, .401, and .601 in this past year with 48 home runs, 123 runs, and 111 RBIs. He was really a triple crown contender for most of the season. Now, he had been a hobby favorite before 2021, especially with his performance in past home run derbies, but his market absolutely exploded this past year with his outstanding play. So let's go look at his charts here. And what we can see is that I've pulled up his 2016 Bowman Prospects first card. This is his Bowman Chrome Prospects. I pulled up his 2019 Bowman Chrome base rookie card, as well as his 2019 Topps Chrome base rookie card. And if we scroll down, what we can see is that it was actually the Bowman Chrome rookie card, much lower population than these other two cards, much lower. That was the one that actually performed the best this past year, and it's up a whopping 510% in the last 365 days. Now, this is actually the most affordable card, but you can see that there was obviously a lot of room for this to go up because of the shorter supply. Investors, as he popped, really wanted to get in on this particular card. So, Vlad Guerrero Jr., number four on our list of players who have gone up the most this past year. All right, number three on the players who have gone up the most in the past year, my favorite Lions quarterback of all time, Matthew Stafford. Now, Matthew Stafford, he wasn't exactly a hobby favorite before 2021, But when it was announced that he was being traded from the Lions to the Rams, he immediately became a title contender, with him now leading that high-powered Rams offense. His key rookie cards are actually relatively low population, so any significant price growth or sales volume is fairly impressive, especially because many of those cards were being held in the hands of die-hard Lions fans like myself. So far in 2021, he's got a 9-4 record with the Rams, with 3,900 passing yards, 33 touchdowns, and just 9 interceptions. And we're going to see how they do in their postponed game tonight against the Seahawks. He's been hovering around 4th or 5th for MVP favorite this season, and we'll jump over and I've pulled up a handful of his rookie cards to look and see how they've been performing. Now, on all of these charts, I'm on the price change percentages because that gives a much better indication relative to one another on how these cards have been performing. And what you can see is that the refractors actually look like they've been relatively flat. So if we scroll down to the actual stats, what we can see is that those are actually right in that flat ballpark. In fact, his Bowman Chrome refractor has gone down technically in this time frame. A lot of that has to do with the fact that the last sale was back in March, and prior to that was in September, so the frame of reference isn't quite the same. But overall, you can see huge, huge price growth, up to 800%, for example, on his Topps Chrome base card. Anybody who collected these early and was holding Matthew Stafford with a suspicion that he might get a title shot with a different team someday, it definitely, definitely paid off for them. Number 3 on our annual list, Matthew Stafford. All right, number 2 on our list, this guy needs absolutely no introduction, Tom Brady. Now, the Tampa Bay Bucs quarterback, obviously the all-time great, pretty much undisputed at this point, and a hobby star. So seeing his prices continue to go up to make it to number 2 on our 2021 list, extremely impressive. Any real movement on these key rookie cards should be considered really impressive because of the high price tag. Now, one thing that we've seen is that collectors have actually gravitated to other Prism Silvers and Topps Chrome refractors as a secondary option. But in general, buying stars like Brady in their first appearance sets for these has become really, really popular. Now, let's go over and look at these charts just to show the proof of that. So what I've done is I've pulled up his Bowman Chrome and his Bowman Paper rookie cards in PSA 10, as well as his Topps Chrome refractor from 2007 and his 2017 Prism Silver, all in PSA 10. And if I scroll down and look at the performance on these cards, you can see that it's actually the Topps Chrome refractor from 2007, which has gone up 1,086% in the last year, from $228 to $2,700 in the same time frame. Very low population on these Gem Mint PSA 10 cards at just 25. And we see a similar story with the Prism Silver from 2017. If we were to pull up that entire refractor run going all the way back into the 2000s, we would see a very similar story. And then, you know, likewise, 182% increase on his Bowman base, 131% on his Bowman Chrome. Not bad. Nobody holding those cards is going to be complaining about that. Obviously winning yet another championship, and this time with another team, with a brand new team, certainly helped his cause. But overall, investing in Brady has been a huge, huge payoff in 2021. All right, it's the moment you've all been waiting for. Number 1 on our list of players who have gone up the most, Shohei Ohtani. Now, Shohei Ohtani, he was a two-way star well before this year, but this year he became a megastar. A recent graphic on Instagram showed each state in the U.S.'s favorite baseball player, and it showed Ohtani as the overwhelming favorite across the U.S. He had an incredible season batting and pitching, though many of his cards seem to be more popular of him swinging the bat. Now, unlike many other baseball players, his lineup of early Bowman stuff is relatively limited, making some of his catalog more expensive than we might expect on actual rookie cards. Now, he's been one of the hottest players in the hobby all year, with dozens of his cards that could have regularly been on our weekly Top 5 Tuesdays. We saw his biggest boost back in July when he was in the Home Run Derby and absolutely killed it. And he slashed this season 257, 372, and 592 with 46 home runs, 100 RBIs, and finished 9-2 on the mound with a 3.18 ERA and 156 strikeouts in 130 innings pitched. It goes without saying that in this incredible historical season, Ohtani won the AL MVP. So let's go over and let's look at some of his cards as well. And what I've done is I've pulled up his Bowman Chrome rookie cards here, as well as some of his autos and his Topps Chrome and Topps Chrome Sapphire. And you can see that, again, the story is that back in July, these cards spiked the most, and then they kind of cooled down. And when you look at it in this perspective, it doesn't necessarily look like his cards have gone up a ton until you scroll down and you see that Oh, in fact, his Bowman Chrome with him batting in PSA 10 has gone up almost 1,200% in the last year. So when we look back at July, you can actually see that the scale here is almost 6,000%. You can see that Ohtani's cards turned into absolute euphoria for most collectors and investors alike. If we scroll down more, we also see the Sapphire, really, really impressive performance, up 952%. His Bowman Chrome Auto, up 619%. And even his Topps Chrome base card, many of which have suffered this year for even some of the best players in the league, up 531%. This was an incredible season for Shohei Ohtani, and it was an incredible year for Shohei Ohtani collectors and investors. All right, those were the most exciting player performances of this year, but with the highs, it's also really important to look at the lows. So let's do that. Now, number five on the list of players who has gone down the most in 2021, Kyle Lewis. Now, Kyle Lewis, who plays for the Seattle Mariners, won Rookie of the Year in 2020, but unfortunately, he was injured much of 2021. He was considered a hot prospect for the MLB market, but his injury and little production really tanked his overall card market this past year. And there's still some uncertainty around his position next year as he continues to recover from a bone bruise. He's also an older player, with his recent rookie performance being at 26 years old. So let's go over and let's look at Kyle Lewis's charts to see what exactly has been happening with his cards. And obviously, filtered on the last year, price changes by percentage, you can see there was a little bit of a spike heading into the season. And then after the injury and the lack of performance, it's just been pretty much a free fall for all of Kyle Lewis's cards. If I scroll down to the statistics, what you can see here is down 86%. And I mentioned this, that it was impressive that Shohei's Topps Chrome had gone up significantly. Well, Kyle Lewis is the exact opposite, down 86%, down from $97 to $13 for a PSA 10 Topps Chrome rookie card. If you believe in Kyle Lewis and you think he has a chance to come back, $13 for any PSA 10 base rookie card is about as low as you're ever gonna see it get. So it might be worth looking at, you know, Kyle Lewis if you're interested in him, but overall, his performance has really, really struggled. You can see the same thing. Imagine having bought in at $645 on this auto and it's down to $149. That's the gamble that you take when you're prospecting in rookies. And unfortunately for those holding Kyle Lewis rookie cards, it really hasn't worked out. All right, number four on this list that we wish we didn't have to count down, Tua Tagovailoa. Now, Tua, the Miami Dolphins quarterback, obviously, who played at Alabama and had an incredible career. He was part of that stacked 2020 class with Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, and he's been an extremely popular buy in the past. But with injuries and poor offensive line performance, this has really, really limited his production so far. He's also had injuries to his receiving core, inconsistent running backs, coaching changes. Now, he's been involved in trade rumors, especially for Houston's Deshaun Watson, but nothing has worked out yet so far. But it is obvious that the Dolphins really aren't sold on Tua as the quarterback of their future, and investors also might not be sold on the future of his cards. Let's go over and take a look. And for Tua in particular here, you can see there was some movement, you know, up and down throughout this year, but really since the season started, it's been nothing but down for Tua's cards so far. And if I scroll down and I look at the statistics, I pulled up his Mosaic, his Optic, and his Prism PSA 10 base and refractor, you know, silver and hollow cards here. And it's actually his Mosaic silver, down 89%. It started this past year at almost $1,000 and is down to $105. So obviously, some people are not feeling particularly good about that, especially if they really, really believed in Tua. And overall, Mosaic was an extremely hot product when it first came out. A lot of people chasing Genesis cards, you had Nebulas, you had different parallels. Those turned out to be printed at a much higher volume than Prism and Optic. And you can see it in the pop counts, which are higher than the other two sets. And you can see it in the price declines, which is much more significant than the other two sets. But overall, even when we're looking at these Prism cards for Tua and the Optic, down in the 45% to 70% range. And with that, Tua is our number four player who has gone down the most in 2021. All right, number three on our list, a guy who I was absolutely never sold on, Darius Baisley. Now, the Oklahoma City Thunder forward, a popular buy low candidate for many, his prices started to rise with the 2019-2020 basketball market's boom, and everyone absolutely fell in love with his athleticism. I was reminded constantly of Tyrus Thomas, who back in the NCAA tournament kept hearing Dick Vitale saying, look how long he is, look how long and athletic. That obviously didn't work out in the NBA. And Bazley reminds me of Tyrus Thomas. He's played consistent minutes in the 20 to 30 range since he's been in the league, and especially this year, but he was recently announced as being moved to the bench. He hasn't really shown anything close to what people were hoping for. Now, some hoped he would be a clear number two in OKC behind Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, but that obviously has not been the case. And let's go and look at his rookie cards. And what I've done here very simply is I've pulled up his 2019 Prism Base and his 2019 Prism Silver rookie card, and it's been an absolute free fall for Darius Bazley. Now, these two cards in particular, the Prism Base and the Prism Silvers, especially from 2019 and 2020, have holistically been down for almost every single player. But Bazley in particular, if we scroll down 94%, 94% on his base card, from $190 starting average down to $11. This has been an absolute bloodbath for people trying to speculate early on Darius Bazley, and it really has not worked out. Number three on our list, Darius Bazley. All right, number two on our list of players who have gone down the most in 2021, Coby White. Now, Coby White, the Chicago Bulls guard, he was an absolute popular PSA submission back when bulk submissions were cheap and expensive. And he was really one of the biggest guys that had a lot of hype from that 2019 class. He's sort of a score-first point guard, but he's prone to really significant hot and cold streaks, and he had some runs where he absolutely couldn't buy a bucket. He was hurt to start 2021, and Chicago obviously really significantly upgraded their backcourt this past year with Lonzo and with Caruso and with DeRozan, so it's hard to see how White will be getting much play time. And his pop counts on his key cards have unfortunately gotten so high that his market has borderline collapsed. Now let's go over and look at Coby White. I've pulled up a couple of his Prism cards of note here, as well as two of his Select cards. We haven't looked at any Select yet, so I thought that would be relevant. And you can see all of them, again, much like Darius Bazley and the others that we've looked at, have gone down significantly in the last year. Now let's scroll down and see exactly what's been going on. And if I sort the change percentage, you can see the Coby White Red Ice in particular, an awesome color match with the Chicago Bulls jersey, down 94%. From $1,300 down to $76. And I actually want to scroll up and do an all-time comparison on this card because I'm pretty sure this was higher in the past. So if I click on all data and then I scroll down, I can actually see that the price on some of these cards was much higher than it was previously. So the Red Ice, maybe not as high, hadn't popped as early, but you can see that some of these cards, $449, for his Prism Silver Concourse, down to $34. Coby White investments have seriously not worked out. It remains to be seen if he'll be traded or somehow get it some time if there's an injury to the Bulls. But right now, Coby White, number two on our list of players who have gone down. All right, number one on our list of players that we wish we didn't have to talk about, and I really wish I didn't have to talk about this guy, Sekou Doumbouya. This one really, really stings for me. As a lifelong Pistons fan, this former number 15 overall pick had what most people thought was a lot of upside, a lot of upside. He was raw. There were early comparisons to Giannis, and it just did not work out with the Pistons. It's hard to know if it was Dwayne Casey or if he just flat out didn't really ever have the discipline and the consistency, but he was traded for a bag of peanuts earlier this year to the Nets. He was then quickly traded to the Rockets, where he was eventually cut, signed with the Lakers, which got him an initial market bump, only to see him wind up now in the G League. And his market has really suffered from being such a big time speculation buy during the era of those bulk submissions, much like Coby White, also from that 2019 rookie class. And investors didn't risk much subbing him for $10, but now his market has gone totally into the trash can. Let's go and look at Sekou. It looks very, very similar to Coby White, very similar. And if we scroll down, I pulled up some similar cards from Prism. And again, even worse, that Red Ice, that beautiful Red Ice rookie card, PSA 10, from a high of $350 down to $6. $6 for a PSA 10 Pop 60 rookie card for one of the most hyped guys in the league just not too long ago, a year ago, all the way down to $6, and that is a real sale. I actually own one of these PSA 10 Orange Ice rookie cards. I think I remember buying it for around $130 down to $16. It's been a really tragic story for Sekou Doumbouya. It's been a tragic story for my Pistons who are trying to become relevant again. And it's been a tragic story for anybody who bought in and speculated early on Doumbouya. All right, that does it. Recapping 2021, the players who have gone up the most, the players who have gone down the most. It has been an absolute wild ride. And unfortunately for a lot of players this past year, it's been more down than up, especially on some of those more commodity cards. It remains to be seen what's going to happen in 2022, but I know we're really optimistic that the sports card hobby as a whole is still in a really great spot and has a lot of promise for the future. There's so much that has changed in general this past year with the hobby, many different announcements, and it's going to be extremely interesting to see what other big news takes place in the upcoming year. Now, the charts and graphs that we saw today are from Market Movers, as always, so if you're interested in that, visit marketmoversapp.com, or you can download our free app in the Apple or Android store. Market Movers is a fantastic tool to help you track these types of trends, and especially to continue to become more and more educated about what can happen over time on a more macro value with sports card prices. All right, what do you think of this list? You know, it's one thing that we really plan to do a lot more of next year is to talk about, you know, players that are performing well, players that maybe aren't. We really want to encourage people to be very educated and aware of what can happen with these prices. You can certainly hit it big like those who bought into Ohtani, and you can hit it, you know, not so big if you invest in other players who don't quite pan out. Hopefully you're on the upside more than the downside. What do you think? Make sure to like this video and let us know down in the comments which of these surprised you the most or whether or not you bought any of these players and what's your investment strategy going into 2022. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and until next time, happy investing.